由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好，欢迎你收听今日的《天路导向》。
We are going to begin a journey of faith.
我们在今日的《天路导向》里面将要开始一个新的信心之旅。
It is the journey of Abraham's faith.
这一次信心的旅程是有关亚伯拉罕的信心之旅。
If the life of Abraham teaches us anything, it teaches us that intimacy with God takes time.
如果亚伯拉罕的一生呢，有些事要教导我们的话呢，他就是教导我们要跟神去有亲密的关系呢，其实是需要时间的。
Yet, if you are like me, you would dislike waiting for anything.
如果你好像我一样那么性急的话呢，
We do our banking with machines.
我呢就喜欢呢去银行的柜员机 ATM 那里拿钱，因为不用排队。
We drive our cars everywhere.
我喜欢自己驾车周围去，因为我不喜欢等待。
And our unwillingness to wait extends even to our worship and prayer life.
我不喜欢等待的程度，我性急的程度呢，甚至让到呢我们去教会和去祷告的时候都不喜欢等待。
We do not like it if the service takes more than 1 hour.
很多时候我们都不喜欢崇拜聚会太长，超过一个钟头都不好的。
The same thing happens with our personal prayer time.
我们都不喜欢自己向神祷告太耐。
We think if we spend 15 minutes reading the Bible and 5 minutes in prayer, we have become modern day spiritual giants.
我们自己会认为如果肯花上15分钟来读经，5分钟祈祷，我已经能够成为现代的属灵伟人了。
The life of Abraham teaches us that it took time for Abraham to build a right relationship with God.
但是亚伯拉罕他的生平要教导我们，原来要同神建立关系是要时间的。
The story of Abraham's relationship with God is told with such emphasis that no one can say, well, it's just Abraham.
圣经用很长的篇幅来记载亚伯拉罕的故事，并强调亚伯拉罕和神的关系。其实可以见到这个故事并不是单单限于亚伯拉罕，更加是关于你和我的。
What does the Lord want us to learn from this story?
究竟神希望我们从亚伯拉罕的故事当中学习些什么呢？
God has a deep longing to fellowship with everyone who he has called into his kingdom.
原来神深深渴望和被召入他国度的人有深切的交往。
God does not call us into the kingdom to receive salvation, and that's the end of it.
神不是单单叫我们进入他的国度接受救恩就算了，不是这样的。
God wants us to learn several things from his intimacy with Abraham.
神是想让我们是从他和亚伯拉罕那种亲密的关系当中学习一些东西的。
First,
第一样他要我们学习的东西是
God would commune with the man or the woman who is totally available to him.
神会同全心愿意等候神的人去沟通。
Second,
第二样我要讲的嘢是
God would be the friend of any man or woman who longs to be with him.
神要同那些渴望与神同在的人做朋友。
God is ready to speak with the one who longs to hear his voice.
神愿意同那些渴望听他声音的人去讲嘢。
God wants to fellowship with the one who is not in a hurry to fellowship with him.
神希望同那些愿意花时间同他一起的人去来往。
God is happy to be identified as your friend if you want to be identified as his friend.
如果你想成为神的朋友，神就会乐意成为你的朋友。
Let's turn to the Word of God and learn from the life of this man, Abraham.
让我们一起翻开圣经，翻开神的话语，去看下亚伯拉罕这个人。
The book of Genesis, chapter 11, verse 24 to chapter 12, verse 3.
你可以看下创世纪第十一章第二十四节至到第十二章第三节。我重复一次，是创世纪第十一章二十四节至到十二章第三节。请听我读出。拿鹤活到二十九岁，生了他拉。拿鹤生了他拉之后，又生活了119年，并且生儿养女。他拉活到70岁的时候，生了亚伯兰、拿鹤、哈兰。他拉的后代是会记在下面。他拉生亚伯兰、拿鹤、哈兰。哈兰生罗德。哈兰死在他的本地加勒底的吾尔，是他是早死过他爸爸他拉的。亚伯兰和拿鹤都娶了妻子，亚伯兰的妻子叫做撒来，拿鹤的妻子叫做麦加，都是哈兰的女。哈兰是麦加和逆加的爸爸。撒来是没有生育的，是没有仔女的。而他拉就带着他的仔亚伯兰和他的孙哈兰的儿子罗德，和他的儿媳亚伯兰的妻子撒来，离开了加勒底的吾尔，要去迦南地。他们走到哈兰，就住在那里了。他拉一共生活了205岁，就在哈兰度过身。耶和华就对亚伯兰讲了，你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地方去。我必定要叫你成为大国，我必定赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你亦都要叫其他人得福。为你祝福的，我必定赐福与他，那些咒助你的，我必定咒助他，而地上面的万族都要因你而得福。是记载在创世纪第十一章二十四节到十二章三节的。
The first thing you notice about Abraham was that he was an ordinary man.
你要留意有关亚伯拉罕的事呢，你第一样留意到的呢，就是他是一位普通人。
He was rough and a simple sheep herder.
其实他只是一个粗人，他是以牧羊为生的人。
He uttered no prophecies.
他没有讲过任何的预言。
He never wrote a book.
他没有任何的著作。
He never sang a song.
他从来都没有唱过歌。
His credentials were not the least bit impressive.
他完全没有一些显赫的履历。
He never went to a seminary, and I am certain he never wore special clothes.
他从来都没有读过神学院，我亦都相信他可能没有穿过任何特别的礼服。
He was as far away from being famous and important as you can get.
其实你可以想想，其实亚伯拉罕远远没有你思想当中那么重要和那么有名的。
He never got invited to a king's dinner.
他从来没有参加过国王的宴会。
He was never on anyone's VIP list.
他又不是一个名流，又不是一个绅士。
And he had never given an interview to any of the newspapers or television.
他又没有上过报纸，没有上过电台，没有上过电视台接受访问。
But,
但是我们看亚伯拉罕的生命当中看到的是，
He was available for God's use and ready to obey.
他是等候神的差遣，而且愿意顺服神的吩咐。
He had one major problem.
但是亚伯拉罕面对着一个很大的难题。
He was a pagan who worshipped idols.
亚伯拉罕以前是一个拜偶像的异教徒。
So it does take a while for Abraham of Ur of Chaldeans to become Abraham, God's friend.
因此那个住在加勒底吾尔的亚伯兰需要一段时间才能够成为神的朋友亚伯拉罕。
Abraham's folks in the Ur of Chaldeans near modern-day Iraq were called Habiri, from which came the word Hebrew, and it means travelers.
亚伯兰的家族是住在加勒底的吾尔，亦都是今日的伊拉克附近。他被称为哈别利，而希伯来这个名字就是出自这个字的，意思就是客旅了。
Some scholars believe that they were called thus because they were involved in renting donkeys and camels to travelers.
有些学者相信这个称号的由来是因为他们经营一些出租的驴和骆驼给旅客做这一番的生意的。
Abraham's father was Terah, and Terah had three boys.
亚伯拉罕的爸爸叫做他拉，而他拉呢有三个仔。
Abram, Haran, and Nahor.
亚伯兰、哈兰和拿赫的。
As the boys grew up, Terah became very proud of his boys.
当小朋友成长之后，他拉为他的三个仔觉得非常之骄傲。
And yet, tragedy struck Terah's heart.
但是突然间灾祸临头，就打击他拉的心了。
His son Haran died right in his arms.
原来是因为他的仔哈兰就死在他的怀抱里面。
No doubt Terah became possessive of his remaining two boys.
我们很容易就想到他拉就会格外这样去珍惜，去看重剩下那两个儿子。
It was not long before another tragedy was beginning to take place.
另一件事呢，是发生了，在无奈之后发生了一件这样的事。
Abraham got religious and wanted to leave home.
就是亚伯拉罕因为要忠于他的信仰而离开他的家乡家庭。
I know verse 31 of Genesis 11 said that Terah took Abraham and his son into the land of Canaan.
我知道在创世纪第十一章第三十一节是这样说，他拉带着他儿子亚伯兰要往迦南地去。
This is in keeping with the hierarchical structure of the time.
其实这个的记载是要按照当时的宗族制度来记载的，并不是这个事实。
But it was Abram whom God called to go to Canaan.
事实上是神呼召亚伯兰去到迦南。
In Acts 7, 3 and 4, you see that God called Abraham to leave his family and go to Canaan, but he stopped in Haran.
在《使徒行传》第七章第三至到第四节呢，那里记载过，你呢，看下你就知道神是呼召亚伯拉罕离开本族去到迦南，但是他去到哈兰就停低了下来了。
Let us read it.
让我们一起去看看，是《使徒行传》第七章第三节到第四节。对他讲话，你要离开本地和亲族，往我所要指示你的地方去。他就离开了加勒底的人所住的地，去到住在哈兰那里。当他爸爸死了之后，神就让他从那里搬到去你们现在所住的地方，就是迦南地了。
Thank you. Why did Abraham stop in Haran?
各位弟兄姊妹，你可以思考一下，究竟点解亚伯兰会喺哈兰停落嚟呢？
Because his father Terah wanted to stop in Haran.
原来是因为他的爸爸他拉想人留在哈兰那里。
You can imagine how it might have happened.
你可以静下来去幻想一下当时的境况。
Abraham pops his head into the flap of the tent of Terah, and he says, Father, God is calling me to leave home and go to Canaan.
那个时候，亚伯拉罕就将他的头伸入去他拉的帐篷，跟他爸爸说，爸爸，神叫我离开屋企去到迦南啊。
At that point, Terah gets very upset.
而那个时候，他拉就觉得好不高兴了。
What he says, you are leaving your poor old father?
他说，蛤？你要离开你那个可怜的老父？
You are deserting your father who has been good to you.
你要抛弃我这个一直都爱护你的爸爸。
Who's going to take care of me in my old age?
那我老的时候谁会照顾我啊？
I don't trust your brother Nahor.
我不信你兄弟拿鹤的。
He is frivolous and forgets things.
他又轻浮又健忘。
You are going nowhere.
你不准离开。
You are not going anywhere without taking me with you.
除非你带着我啦，否则你千祈唔好去任何嘅地方。
Now, parents, I want to tell you something.
各位弟兄姊妹，如果你系为人父母嘅话，我想同你讲一样嘢。
You have to let go of your children when they become adults.
当你嘅孩子长大成人之后咧，你应该让佢哋变得独立自主。
Your possessiveness of the life of your adult child is not healthy for them. It is not healthy for you.
你应该学习放手啊，因为你对嗰啲已经成年嘅子女嗰种占有欲，对你啦，对佢哋都系唔健康噶。
The scripture is very clear.
圣经里面咧讲得好清楚，同我哋分享过好清楚嘅呢一件事。
That a man must leave his father and mother and cleaves to his wife, and both become one.
原来话到人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体啊，系圣经嘅话语。
Any parents who start manipulating their children and try to get them to do what they want them to do are not acting biblically.
如果父母要支配子女，一定要个子女去按照父母的想法去做呢，其实这一对的父母并不是遵行着圣经所教导给我们的真理。
Why do you think God called his future friend Abraham to leave Ur of Chaldeans?
听众朋友，你觉得为什么神要叫他一位未来的朋友离开加勒底的吾尔，就是离开他的家乡呢？
One of the reasons is to get him away from idol worship.
原来神这样做的原因，其中一个就是要让亚伯拉罕离开偶像的崇拜。
And away from his godless friends.
神要亚伯拉罕离开偶像崇拜之余，更加要他离开那些不敬虔的朋友。
The first thing he wants you to do is to get away from the immorality of the past.
所以对我们今天来讲，神要你要我做的第一件事，就是离开我们以往那些不道德的行为，离开那些令我们犯罪的行为。
The addictions of the past.
神亦都要我哋离开嗰啲让我哋上瘾嘅嗜好，让我哋去沉迷嘅不良嗜好。
The bad habits of the past.
神亦都要我哋去脱离以往嘅坏习惯，全部唔好嘅习惯。我哋因为要跟随神，要同神做朋友嘅时候，就要全部都放低。
The wrong crowd of the past.
如果你识咗一啲猪朋狗友，识咗一啲唔好嘅朋友嘅话，你喺跟随神嘅时候，你都应该离开佢哋，因为佢哋只会带坏你，让你系离开神更加远。
So the next day, Abraham comes home from work.
所以因为呢一啲事情，当亚伯拉罕喺第二日完成佢嘅工作，翻到屋企嘅时候，佢就咁样做。
And he finds his father all packed up and ready to go.
同时，佢已经发现咗佢嘅爸爸已经准备好晒一切，佢收拾好晒佢一切嘅行装，已经准备起程离开加勒底嘅吾尔，要去到神叫佢去嘅迦南地嗰度。
So they went on their way to Canaan.
于是佢哋就开始佢哋嘅旅程，要进发去到迦南啦。
And in our next broadcast,
而喺下次我哋嘅节目里面，就系我哋下一辑嘅信心之旅嘅节目里面
，we will see how sometimes we choose second best when we settle for anything。
我哋将要睇下亚伯拉罕嘅一生人当中，佢系妥协于现状嘅时候，竟然是放弃了最好的货品而选择了一种的次货。
Tune in next time and we will see how Abraham wasted 6 years of his life because he got distracted from God's best.
请你时常留意我们的节目，留意天路导向，我们将会在这一辑的节目当中和你会分享亚伯拉罕怎样从神身上得到那种最好的福分，但是他却分了心而浪费了6年的光阴。
It is our hope that you tune in so you know what is God's best for you.
希望你在下一次节目的时候继续按时留意收听天路导向，你就会知道神为你预备了什么的上好的福分。我想送上一首歌给你，是陈芳荣的《靠主指引》。因为亚伯拉罕当日怎样离开加勒底的吾尔，我们今日亦都要离开我们安于日落的地方，我们要走出去，去到神所应许给我们的美地，要不怕惊险，不怕艰辛，要尽力维护真理，实践神给我们的使命，去跟随天父的指引，造成一个属于我们上帝的世界。
主指引。
各位弟兄姊妹，是不是很震撼呢？我们是的确不可以害怕险恶和艰辛，我们要靠住天父的指引走我们人生的道路。如果你看回亚伯拉罕在他的一生当中，他就是凭住天父对他的指引，他离开了加勒底的吾尔，去到遥远的迦南地。而天父的旨意去到亚伯拉罕身上，的确又是让到亚伯拉罕成为众人的父亲，成为了万国之父，甚至今日在地球上面其中35亿的人都认为自己是亚伯拉罕的后裔。各位弟兄姊妹，请你记得继续留意收听我们第时的天路导向，我们将会同你分享有关亚伯兰更多的故事。如果你想向我们索取我们的礼物，就是麦克牧师所写的《击倒了站起来》的话，你可以写信来到给我们，留下你的姓名、地址和邮编，那我们就会尽快安排寄送礼物给你了。你亦都可以去留低你嘅对信仰嘅问题啦，对我哋天路导向节目嘅反应啦，可以留俾我哋，同我哋去分享你嘅点点滴滴信仰生活嘅点点滴滴。我哋嘅地址就系香港九龙大友街1号10楼，香港九龙大友街，大小嘅大，有冇嘅有，1号10楼。你亦都可以写电子邮件俾我哋，我哋嘅电子邮件地址就系 liangyou@liangyou.net。呢一个地址就系良友嘅汉语拼音 liangyou@liangyou.net。天路导向嘅时间到今日又系差唔多啦，愿神大大赐福俾你，亦请你下一次准时收听我哋嘅节目。再会。